Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 30th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We're picking up in the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 32, verses 34 through the end of the chapter, verse 52. But I kind of want to give you a little heads up about what's to come. We are nearing the end of the book of Deuteronomy. Today we'll end the Song of Moses, where God speaks to the people of Israel and Moses talks about God's power. And then in the next chapter, Moses is going to bless the people before he dies. And then in chapter 34, he goes up on Mount Nebo and he sees the land of promise and then he dies. And Joshua is the one who is tasked with taking the people of Israel into the land of promise. So that's kind of a heads up for where we are. We'll begin in verse 34 of chapter 32 with the words of God. Have I not kept this in reserve and sealed it in my vaults? It is mine to avenge. I will repay. In due time, their foot will slip. Their day of disaster is near, and their doom rushes upon them. The Lord will vindicate his people and relent concerning his servants when he sees their strength is gone and no one is left, slave or free. He will say, now where are their gods, the rock they took refuge in, the gods who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up to help you. Let them give you shelter. See now that I myself am he. There is no God besides me. I put to death and I bring to life. I have wounded and I will heal. And no one can deliver out of my hand. I lift my hand to heaven and solemnly swear, as surely as I live forever, when I sharpen my flashing sword and my hand grasps it in judgment, I will take vengeance on my adversaries and repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood while my sword devours flesh, the blood of the slain and the captives, the heads of the enemy leaders. Rejoice, you nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants. He will take vengeance on his enemies and make atonement for the land and people. Moses came with Joshua son of Nun and spoke all the words of the song in the hearing of the people. When Moses finished reciting all these words to all Israel, he said to them, take to heart all the words I have solemnly declared to you this day, so that you may command your children to obey carefully all the words of this law. They are not just idle words for you. They are your life. By them you will live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess. On that same day, the Lord told Moses, go up into the Arabim range to Mount Nebo in Moab, across from Jericho, and view Canaan, the land I'm giving the Israelites as their own possession. There on the mountain that you have climbed, you will die and be gathered to your people, just as your brother Aaron died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people. This is because both of you broke faith with me in the presence of the Israelites at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the desert of Zin, and because you did not uphold my holiness among the Israelites. Therefore, you will see the land only from a distance. You will not enter the land I am giving the people of Israel. Two things before we move on from Deuteronomy chapter 32. First, I was just so struck by the fact that Moses tells the people to carefully obey the words of the law because they are your life. Our very life depends upon our obedience to God. And I think that's very fitting while we're doing a series on Sunday mornings on the Ten Commandments. And these are the words of life. And so I just encourage you with that, that as you think about following God and being obedient to him, you're choosing life. And then I was quite sad to think about Moses not being able to enter the promised land. But ultimately, Moses did see the most promised land. He is with our Lord Jesus, we believe, even now, and he will be with us in the new heavens and the new earth, the Eden to come, the better than Eden to come, when Jesus comes to make all things right. Okay, let's move over to the Psalms. We're making our way through the Psalms as well. Today we're in Psalm 94. And the theme of this psalm is payback and discipline. God is the one who avenges, the psalm says. And so anyway, I'm just going to read it for you. The Lord is a God who avenges. O God, who avenges, shine forth. Rise up, judge of the earth, pay back to the proud what they deserve. How long, Lord, will the wicked, how long will the wicked be jubilant? They pour out arrogant words. All the evildoers are full of boasting. They crush your people, Lord. They oppress your inheritance. They slay the widow and the foreigner. They murder the fatherless. They say, the Lord does not see. The God of Jacob takes no notice. Take notice, you senseless ones among the people, you fools. When will you become wise? Does he who fashioned the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciplines nations not punish? Does he who teaches mankind lack knowledge? The Lord knows all human plans. He knows that they are futile. Blessed is the one you discipline, Lord, the one you teach from your law. You grant them relief from days of trouble till a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded on righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord has given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said, my foot is slipping, your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Can a corrupt throne be allied with you? A throne that brings on misery by its decrees? The wicked band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my fortress, and my God, the rock in whom I take refuge. He will repay them for their sins and destroy them for their wickedness. The Lord our God will destroy them. I love verse 19. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. And I just want to pray even now for you. Whatever is bringing you anxiety, that the Lord would overwhelm you even now with a wave of peace and joy. In the New Testament today, we begin a new book, and it is a very short book. It only has one chapter, so we're going to be reading verses 1 through 7 today. It is the book of Philemon, and Philemon is a book to, you guessed it, Philemon, a fellow worker of Paul's, and Paul is writing on behalf of a man named Onesimus. And tomorrow's reading, we'll hear more about Onesimus, but we think that Onesimus was a slave, maybe of Philemon's, who escaped perhaps, and he met Paul maybe even in prison. And he came to faith and he was changed by the power of the gospel. Amen. And so Paul is sending him back to Philemon, not as a slave, but as a brother. More about that tomorrow. Philemon chapter 1, the only chapter, verses 1 through 7. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, also to Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your love for all his holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus. I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the Lord's people. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I feel the same way about many of you. You have refreshed my heart and brought me great joy and encouragement, and I give thanks to the Lord for you. Would you pray with me? Father, we do give thanks for the fellowship of encouragement and those that surround us that remind us of your joy and your peace. At the same time today, Lord, we pray for those who are in deep anxiety and need the consolation of the Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that you would give us wisdom on how to come around our brothers and sisters. We also pray, Lord, as we enter a season of the year where growth groups are starting back up, we pray, Lord, that you would give us wisdom on the different groups and which one to join and how to be a part of your fellowship to deepen in community with one another and communion with you. Help our church, Lord, to know you and to follow you, to be serious about the disciplines of faith, but also to be free in the knowledge that your mercy is what guides us. Your mercy overwhelms us. Your mercy carries us through because we are not enough. But through Jesus Christ, our Lord, whose work is sufficient, we are blameless and faultless before the throne of God, our Savior. Thank you, Lord, for the hope of the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing it is to us. We love you and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.